All right, Josh, you got something?
Jason, I've got a bit. I've got a specific bit that
good?
I wanted
when
to
you announce the bit
share with you.
Is it good? I don't know.
I think it's good because it's time for me to share my honeymoon observations. Jason!
Oh, my God.
And Mick, this whole bit is stolen from the Levitard show.
It absolutely is. I was going to say, this sounds a lot like Levitard.
Everything. The whole format. I mean, the sounds. Everything. Speaking of stealing, we started by going to England. Long live the king. Looted the Levitard show, took their good bits, brought it over here. These are my royal jewels.
Speaking of Miami.
I either got a pinched nerve or a carpal tunnel on the plane from Denver to London. This reminded me of two things. One, I'm aging at a rate that feels much more rapid than it used to. Two, I should just be grateful that traveling by air out of Denver ended in a completion. On the London Eye, big Ferris wheel, I saw a guy in a Patriots hat. A new England Patriots hat in old England. That felt more disrespectful to me than the Boston Tea Party. In Westminster Abbey, Renee and I had walked around for a while and looked at all the various places that famous people were buried. Neat stuff. Then I saw a guy in a Sporting Kansas City jersey, which was wild. End of story? Not so fast! The wife, partner, significant other, it all happened very fast.
Wife.
Of the guy in the sporting jersey comes straight up to me and Renee, congratulates us on our wedding and honeymoon. She says they're big fans, generally incredibly nice, gave me arguably the biggest dopamine hit of the month. But as she's talking about the various things she enjoys from the shows, she mentions that her absolute favorite bit, sad fans on Reddit, is international, beloved, unstoppable, sad fans on Reddit brought Kansasitians together in Westminster Abbey.
Nice.
I haven't told Beards that story yet. There's no chance he's listening. I used to believe that the only thing a good hotel breakfast really needed was a waffle maker. Then we went to Barcelona. Now I will accept only hotel breakfasts that include either a waffle maker or a massive spread of breakfast charcuterie. It's a real thing that happened. Delicious. I find my home. Imagine my surprise when I opened Twitter in Barcelona to see that the Vikings were desperately trying to get out of their deal with Dalvin Cook. Crazy. I was told that his contract would be different. Pfft. Mick, don't look at my script.
There's a lot of words there still to go.
Really?
We have never met an uncool Australian. I really just like Salvador Dali, and we've now been to three of the biggest Dali museums in the world. I just want to talk about it with somebody. Top three favorite artists. Number three, Van Gogh. Number two, Salvador Dali. Number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Thought you were going to go Salvador Perez.
Mm.
Going to an FC Barcelona game was insane. We were right behind the supporters section, who at one point burst into full song as Barca moved toward the goal, ramping up as they got a good look. Barca scored. The whole stadium never broke the flow of the song. It was amazing. Can't wait for the rest of the world to figure out how fun it is when you're allowed to use your hands to carry and throw the ball, but still, good stuff. Mona Lisa. Smaller than you'd think. Eiffel Tower. Bigger than you'd think. Moulin Rouge. More of a complete acid trip than you'd think. Venus de Milo. Very cool. Missing arms. Just seemed like something they'd address. Just a lady with no arms. They let you just eat salmon as a breakfast meat over there? Can we start doing that? Like smoked salmon? Not just on bagels or whatever? I ordered something called a salmon guaca scramble for breakfast in Spain, and I've thought about it twice a day since. On a food tour in Paris, we met a family who lives in Richmond, England, as in AFC Richmond from Ted Lasso.
Shut up.
We had mentioned that we were from Kansas City. They asked us if we had seen Ted Lasso because we talked like Ted Lasso. I personally don't hear it, but it did make me happier than a pack of pigeons pecking around a Spanish meat market. Europeans love cigarettes, especially in Paris. They're just still everywhere. But they seem to be making some effort to improve on the habit somewhat, because there were a lot of people with full-on vapes. You ever see a French businessman in a suit walking with conviction, briefly pausing to take a fat rip off a Transformer dong? Spectacular. Blow cotton, mi amor. Foreign kids and foreign dogs are more well-behaved. I wonder whose fault that is. We met multiple people who spoke like five languages, and I've never felt dumber. More dumb? Dumberer? Hey, parents of small kids, get them to learn another language before their brain gets hard and smooth and stupid. It's too late for me. My medulla oblongata looks like a cue ball now, and I don't know how to say, do you take a credit card in any language other than this one? I want my last meal to be a kebab of some sort. Also, every meal between now and then. God, I love kebabs. On our way home, we left Paris at 6 a.m. that morning, got home a little after midnight Central Time, 7 a.m. in Paris. Our marriage survived a 25-hour travel day. Do we get a badge or something for that? There's no way marriage gets harder than planning a wedding and then going on an international honeymoon. I think we've done it. Anything else?
Yes, kids. Kids, yeah, kids. Worst. Probably have kids.
Just don't, what if we don't do that?
You're fine.
Yeah. All right, hell yeah. Going according to plan. People who complain about the new Kansas City airport just like complaining about things. I almost perished running through airports in four different countries over the last 2 weeks. KCI is sleek and modern, gives you a prayer of making a connecting flight, I'd imagine. They also packed it with legit local businesses, which seems good for the businesses and the travelers. It's good. Stop complaining. Except for the people who don't understand how cell phone lots and curb waiting work in a civilized society. Unless you are the MFing cash cab, do not just sit at the curb for 10 minutes with your Hummer running. You can come back when your person is outside and ready. But I don't blame the airport for that. I blame the guy in the black SUV who knew he was in the wrong but refused to move. My new in-laws who picked us up, upstanding citizens, nailed it. Now they couldn't pull up to the curb because of the car criminal in the SUV, but I may have been irritable as we entered the 25th hour of travel that day. Anyway, the airport is good. We just need to hire some French people who aren't afraid to be mean to people who decide that they should be allowed to loiter for half an hour at the curb because they're the chauffeur for their precious grandchild who's probably still 20 minutes away from landing. It's not that hard. Hire a mean French person. They smell fear. Ultimately, airports are cruel traps to trick you into believing that you might make your connection. But every British employee of United Airlines was an absolute treat. Appreciated them. But still, my personal hell is being a 45-minute airport sprint / TSA line away from a flight that closes boarding in 30 minutes. Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Jason! And Nick?
Directly from the Levitar show.
All of it is. Are the honeymoons! Observations!
It's just a direct steal.
It's all stolen. Long live the king.
100%
Am I the only one hearing the beeps?
What beeps?
Submarine beeps? Must be. Just, yeah.
There were beeps. I didn't know there were.
I had to stand up to see if, like, Drake was actually doing out there. Back there.
Doing what?
It was, I'm like, the was beeps Josh are really lined up.
Josh was controlling his own beeps.
I was watching his finger on his computer. I'm like, I don't know how that would get to my earphones.
No. So are you doing that, Josh?
I think we should just give Drake this power permanently, and I think you could really move the show along when you're ready, Drake.
So did the beeps have, a significance to them, or is it just...
I actually looked this up because I was like trying to find a clean beep. I think it was originally, like, an around the horn parody, or is a thing to make Stugatz keep moving. I mean, me keep moving. I acknowledge it's stolen. Again, it's... We went and saw it, like, they had the crown jewels and stuff. Stealing's great in Europe. People love stealing in Europe. Unlike America, who only took things that were given to us. Beep.
People stole a lot of things.
A lot of stealing!
Looking forward to that merry-go-round, ring around the rosy play from another team in the NFL with the Chiefs. So there you go. There's Josh Stugasko's.
I'm okay with that. Stu Josh?
Briscots.
Briscots isn't bad.
Josh Stu Briscots.
Stu Josh.
I promise both to the Levitard show and, more importantly, you guys, that will not be a recurring bit. I just had a lot of one-line observations.
Well, that was bigger than a bit. That was a bite. It was a big old bite.
It was a butt.
It was a meal.
Now I'm thinking about kebabs again.
Is that a real thing? Ted Lasso, a lot of kebabs in Ted Lasso.
Is that true?
A lot of kebabs.
I didn't even realize
that. The entire last season, everybody was eating kebabs.
Is that right? I haven't seen the last season yet.
Taste of Athens.
Taste of Athens.
They ordered the kebabs from there.
Oh my, it's my favorite food in the world.
Didn't Sam also have kebabs
in his? Kebabs?
I had a goat kebab. It's like a gyro, you know, you slice the meat off the thing. I think the difference is like what it ends up being wrapped in or whatever. I don't know. I just kept ordering kebabs and they were never bad. Every time.
Apparently it's a big thing over there. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Love them.
Big part of it. I was weirded out by how many kebabs were on the final season of Ted Lasso.
I had no idea. So that is thrilling.
Ted Lasso is big over there.
The family we met is literally like, they film here. Like, we know the coffee shop. I'm like, we do that here. We have the barbecue.
Did you guys go and look at the coffee shop? Did you go look at Taste of Athens?
Or we weren't in Richmond at that time. They were in France. They were
in
Richmond.
Richmond's a suburb of London, correct?
That I think is right. Yeah, it's outside of there. But yeah, we basically, the two sides of the coin there, we've pretty much fully encapsulated Ted Lasso.
And you met a group, a couple there that listens to the show?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah, you glossed over that. That should have been the lead. Yeah.
It was really early. I mean, it was just early in the trip, too.
We should have more beeps for that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll work on it again for next time, which won't happen.
Start using those beeps for curse words.
They were very, very, very nice and excited to chat again. Probably the best moment of my last month is being recognized in a foreign country. And and the real crown jewel, pun intended, sad fans. I don't know what we're gonna have to steal that from Beards. I'll work on it. I'm seeing ships over right now.
Wouldn't be the last thing you stole in the show.
No, God no.
But I am looking forward to hearing sad fans on Reddit on the Lebatard show. I'll be pissed about that. Don't you dare do
they
that.
They can have that. We stole this.
They can do it once. Yes.
That's a good
they
point.
Can do you it can, once. You can it, would, it, it wouldn't be the first show who I think may have found that format useful. Beards is an innovator. A real Napoleon type.
I feel like I was there with you on your the whole months
way.
Long on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
A couple months.
I left out a lot of great stuff, including a couple of great jokes I made to Lebo and Drake off air. I'll make to you guys during the break, but not until that liner gets played.
Yeah, the main thing you left out was being a part of the show.
Yeah, that was maybe my favorite part.
Me too.
You're in the zone with Jason Anderson on Sports Radio 810 WHB.